It is Friday, March 29th, Good Friday. Here's what we're working on this morning. Niagara police have charged the son with murder in connection to the death of a St. Catharines couple.
Blue Jays open their season with a convincing win in Tampa. They're right back at it tonight.
And Niagara Region declares a state of emergency ahead of the eclipse, more than a week away. Sounds a little daunting. State of emergency effective immediately.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I can't wait for you to tell us the rest of the story.
Well, here's the thing. So today's my last day. I'm off next week. The next time I'm back is on April the 8th.
Okay.
Because we're going all out. We're covering this. Emily, me and you are going to be in Niagara Falls that morning.
Yeah.
Going live from there. I know you and Brian are going to be here for that.
Yep.
And then, down the fort.
And then there is, like, the afternoon, we're breaking into programming.
Oh, are we?
With live coverage, yes.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Louis Butko is going to be our live guy.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I didn't know about that. Fun. Okay, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Good morning at home if you're up already. I know it's a bit of a slow day. Going to be an interesting day for you in traffic. Because holidays.
Although, you know what? This morning, I saw way more cars on the road. And I'm always so leery when I see that many vehicles on the road. I'm like, is everybody just coming home?
Yeah, I think everybody's just coming home.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to, like, an easy traffic day. Not like the week has been hard, because Laura Brody in our control room, our director, has been doing it all for me.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
I think today's going to be an easy traffic day.
Yeah.
Because, nobody's working today, right?
You could count
except
cars.
For us.
No. Yeah, except for us. We're here. Okay. We drove here. Well, it looks pretty good at this hour. We're looking at the 403 and Waterdown Road, and, well, there's 1, 2, 3 cars. It's perfect. It is going to be another mild day today, so the roads will remain dry. QEW at Guelph Line looking good at this hour. Appleby also moving smoothly. And the QEW at Burloak looking good as well. Same as the Ford plant. Sunshine today and into the weekend. Things are looking good for Easter egg hunts all around the region, but we'll have those details coming up. First, the news.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, after a grim discovery in St. Catharines earlier this week, a St. Catharines man has been charged in the murder of his parents. 43-year-old Sean Owens faces 2 counts of first-degree murder. His parents, Celine Marie and Harold Owens, were found dead inside their home on Elma Street on Monday. Both of them were 75. Police say they are not searching for additional suspects and there's no threat to public safety.
Well, let's get to Niagara, because on April the 8th, they will be, Niagara Falls specifically, will be one of the best places in Canada to view the eclipse. Thousands of visitors are expected to flock to the region and check it out. So out of an abundance of caution, Niagara's regional chair, Jim Bradley, has proactively declared a state of emergency for Niagara Region. That is effective yesterday. It strengthens the tools the region has at its disposal to protect critical infrastructure in any scenario that might arise.
The Hamilton-Wentworth Catholic District School Board is considering joining a lawsuit that's been launched by 4 of Canada's largest school boards. The lawsuit alleges social media platforms disrupt student learning, but critics aren't so sure that this lawsuit will get to the root of the issue.
The things we're seeing are things like social withdrawal. We're seeing very aggressive rises in behavior. We are seeing an inability to focus.
But what I think will happen is these social media companies will have to put some walled garden rules in place. Maybe they'll start to do things like geofence, right? So that people can't use the devices. They can't interact with social media when they're in the classroom.
Now, Premier Doug Ford does not agree with this lawsuit, saying the boards instead should focus their resources on education.
Premier Doug Ford is following the lead of the Quebec government in rejecting Ottawa's plan to help renters with federal protections. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a renter's bill of rights to help tenants stave off eviction and then build equity. But Premier Ford accused the feds of overstepping their jurisdiction and says Ottawa will need the provinces and territories to sign off on the proposed plan.
Agreed. We call it all the premier's jurisdictional creep. And I know cities, when you ever do that to them, they lose their minds, rightfully so. Focus on their responsibilities. We'll focus on ours. We'll support the municipalities.
Yeah, some experts also question whether the bill will actually benefit renters or if it will create more pressure on the housing market.
And we have another look at what's coming in the federal budget next month with a series of announcements on childcare.
We'll do this by providing over $1 billion in low-cost loans and grants directly to public and nonprofit childcare providers. We've funded 100,000 spaces so far, and we're going to keep going. We're also going to be supporting the amazing early childhood educators who care for our youngest Canadians by increasing training opportunities for them and by increasing student loan forgiveness for those who choose to work in rural and remote communities.
Funding is part of the Liberal government's effort to win back support among younger voters and middle-class families. That announcement came a day after the Renters' Bill of Rights announcement was made. Well, Pat Mandy says she is going to step down as chair of the Hamilton Police Services Board after her term ends at the 1st of April.
I've been very proud to have been the chair working with the current command and service members who I believe are leaders in policing in Ontario.
Marks an end to Mandy's 6 years on the board. She says she's applied to extend her term, but the province denied it. Hamilton City Councillor Cameron Kretsch, who is currently suspended from the Police Services Board while under investigation for alleged breaches of conduct, tried to unseat Mandy in January following an argument over the police budget. She was re-elected by the board at that time. The province hasn't named a successor. This is Good Friday, and many are observing the day, abstaining from meat, and also looking for the best fish and chips. Simone Gavros joins us from Hutch's on the Beach with more of what to expect.
Hi, good morning, Annette. Well, yes, kids are out of school today for an extra long weekend, and many people are off of work as well. But for people who are marking Good Friday today, they are on the hunt for the best fish and chips places. And from what I've heard, many people have said that Hutch's on the Beach is pretty good, and they also have lots of lineups that they've experienced in the past as well. Now, fish and chip restaurants across Hamilton and Halton and also Niagara region are going to be experiencing typically very busy days with people lining up for their fish dinners in the past. Some restaurants even go through hundreds of pounds of fish to feed hungry customers. Now, people can also find a number of events happening in the Hamilton, Halton, and Niagara regions today and throughout the weekend for Easter celebrations. There's an Easter egg hunt happening in Waterdown this morning, and the Canadian Warplane Museum will also be open today as well. But there are going to be some closures to keep in mind for today. Several businesses will be closed, including banks, libraries, and most malls and grocery stores. Buses here in Hamilton will be operating on a Sunday schedule. Garbage pickup will be delayed by a day for most regions. And it's an off-peak day for electricity rates. Now, police are also reminding people today, especially as this is going to be the Easter long weekend, to be safe as they're on the roads and to be sure that everyone in a vehicle is wearing their seatbelts. But for now, Tim, I'll send things back to you.
Thanks, Mom. Hopefully that close sign turns to open at some point so we can get some fish and chips. Yummy. All right, let's get into Sportsline. Blue Jays kicked off their 48th season yesterday afternoon in Tampa Bay against the Rays at Tropicana Field, a spot they have always seemed to have trouble with, but they lit it up yesterday.
He doesn't need to generate any power. He's got all the power in the world. Deep center. He certainly got enough of this one, didn't he? An absolute bomb to straightaway center. Vladdy's first of the season.
Yeah, what a moonshot by Vladdy Guerrero Jr. as it traveled 450 feet. Straightaway center field for his first home run of the season. The Jays will go as far as Vladdy takes them, so that's a good start. All part of a five-run sixth inning that included Alejandro Kirk. Bases loaded, knock there. Bo Bichette drove in a couple of runs. They put up eight in the 8-2 win. Jose Berríos was great as the opening day starter, only allowing a couple runs and getting the win. Jays have won five straight home openers. These two right back at it tonight with Chris Bassitt getting the ball in game two.
Austin Matthews leads the charge, fires that across. Here's Brody again, deflected wide, and it scores! from behind the net. Bertuzzi.
Pretty good night for the local sports teams as the other team on the ice put up a dub. Tyler Bertuzzi led the way for the Maple Leafs as he capitalized. Knock it off Capitals goalie Charlie Lindgren. The start of the second, but the ball buds up 2-0. And he would add a second in the third as Toronto would thump Washington 5-1 to snap a two-game slide. They are off to Buffalo for a game tomorrow night in the Queen City. We're off to Brantford. And we're not focused on what happened at the Civic Center last night, but what's going to happen tonight, as Brantford is going to be hosting their first playoff game for the Brantford Bulldogs as they face off against the Ottawa 67s. This is going to be the first time the Telephone City has hosted an OHL playoff game in 40 years. Bulldogs finished second in the Eastern Conference, secured home ice over the six-seeded 67 and captured 7 of 8 points in their 4 regular season games. Fans are being asked to wear white to create a whiteout in the rink. Puck drop goes down at 7 o'clock with game 2 Sunday afternoon also in Brantford. And hey, we're just a couple of weeks away from the 4-time North Star Cup champs, Forge FC, trying to add a fifth to their domination of the Canadian Premier League. Last night, the caretaker Bob Young and Forge had their new jerseys, or kits as they're called in soccer, at Tim Hortons Field with fans in attendance. They revealed 2 new kits, their primary one and their signature orange with touches of gold and black symbolizing the back-to-back titles. They also have a new look, an alternate kit with a unique waterfall white look.
I like that. A nod
to the city's renowned, knowing that they're a waterfall capital of Canada. Forge, they hit the pitch in their home opener against Cavalry FC coming up on Saturday, April 13th.
All right, we're going to get you going on the roads this morning. If you are up early like us and you are heading out, things are looking good from our exclusive 403 at Waterdown Road camera. Not a lot of cars on the road. It happens to be Good Friday, so a lot of people staying home today. QEW south of Highway 2, moving well. QEW south end of the Burlington Skyway, very few cars on the road. We're looking at the Burlington side now. Things are flowing nicely, and the Hamilton side also looking good. All right, well, if you're just stepping out the door, it's cool. You're going to want to layer up today because we are going to warm up. But right now, -1 through Hamilton, feeling more like -7 when you factor in that wind chill. We're 0 through Grimsby, 0 in Mississauga, and 1 degree through the city of Toronto. All right, for today, mild conditions. We're seasonal, seeing a daytime high of 7. There is a very slight chance that we could see a passing afternoon shower, but when the sun is out, the UV index is at 4. That is considered moderate. We'll see those westerly winds coming in lighter than yesterday at about 20 to 30 kilometers an hour. Tonight is chilly. If you are heading out, -5, feeling more like -7. We do have light winds in the forecast. And then throughout the day tomorrow, 8 degrees, a mix of sun and cloud for the most part. But again, we do have a chance to see some passing showers. We have that system that's coming through to our south, bringing in rain through possibly Burlington and through Hamilton, areas south of that. But we will see some sunshine, and temperatures are staying where they should be for this time of year. So if we take a look, here's that system that I was mentioning moving in throughout the day today and into tonight. Throughout the day tomorrow, there's our increase in cloud cover. There are passing showers, and then winds moving in from more of a westerly direction. We're still going to stay mild throughout the day on Sunday with a high of 8 degrees. And then look at Easter Monday. Beautiful forecast, 10 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. All right, coming up in Chit Chat, We talk Jerry Seinfeld and the new Pop-Tart movie. Now, Annette, you said this trailer was hilarious. We were watching it yesterday. We were giggling.
Yeah. Well, anything with Jerry Seinfeld, it's not going to be serious. And they, I guess it kind of tells the story of how Pop-Tarts.
A mockumentary about how Pop-Tarts came to be.
So,
hey, I'm not going to lie. I'll taste a Pop-Tart every now and then.
Okay. Yeah. Are they in your house right now?
They are.
Are they?
They are.
It's something that we never did. We never had them as kids.
We never had them as kids. Oh, we weren't allowed to
That's
have them.
That's because you guys grew up in the country and you had to do chores.
I had oatmeal and cereal
with no sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we did. We did have sugar cereal, but even like Pop-Tarts, even for me, like I like sugar cereal, but Pop-Tarts are way too sweet.
Just a little too sweet for me.
Oh yeah, Pop-Tarts are like hardcore.
Yeah.
You got to have a real sweet tooth for those.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll discuss that and Godzilla. Mm-hmm. That's coming to screens tonight,
based on a true story. Okay, coming up after the break, Major Magazine coming back from a 20-year hiatus thanks to an American model.
And overseas trading this morning, the Canadian dollar is down 23 basis points to 73.47 cents U.S. Gold is up $4.50. Crude is up 48 cents to $81.83 a barrel. Midday trading in Europe, markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Off to Asia we go. Markets took a big loss in Tokyo, but Hong Kong and Shanghai have some gains. North American markets, last day of the trading week was yesterday with some big gains for Bay Street. How about Wall Street? It was almost Dow Jones specifically up 478. NASDAQ up 84. They are closed for the holiday today.
Well, the man once known as a cryptocurrency whiz kid has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty of 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy last year. He apologized yesterday for his actions during the sentencing hearing, saying it, quote, haunts me every day. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old ran the company that he started, FTX Cryptocurrency Exchange, into the ground while lining his pockets. Analysts called the FTX collapse one of the largest white-collar crimes of all time. He did face up to 110 years in prison, but again, getting 25.
Home Depot is buying a company that distributed supplies to professional contractors in a deal valued at $18.25 billion U.S. The Texas-based SRS Distribution sells supplies to roofing, landscaping, and pool contractors. So Home Depot is working to build its business with professionals, as many of its 2,300 stores face declining sales. So it's owned by the private equity firm. SRS has more than 700 locations and 4,000 trucks that deliver to work sites. So this deal is expected to close by the end of January next year, pending regulatory approvals.
An American fashion model is bringing back Life magazine. The legendary periodical was closed in 2000, but is now being revived by Bedford Media. That's a company that was founded by Carly Kloss and her husband, Josh Kushner. Officials at Bedford say the relaunch of Life will include a print magazine and a strong digital presence. Life magazine debuted in 1883. It was acquired by Time founder Henry Luce a few decades later. And under his leadership, Life magazine often used photographs to help tell stories about the week's news. Kloss says Life will be, quote, an uplifting and unifying voice in a chaotic media landscape.
Recall for you. Kia is recalling more than 18,000 SUVs that have been sold in Canada over the last 5 years. According to Transport Canada, the SUVs can roll away while in park. All Telluride vehicles made between 2020 and 2023 and certain 2024 models are going to be affected by this recall. In the U.S., more than 427,000 of the vehicles are impacted. The recall says a main component of the SUV's steering wheel may have been improperly assembled on the recalled vehicles, so owners are being asked to take their vehicles to a Kia dealer to have an updated electronic parking brake software installed.
Another recall. A wholesale club in the U.S. has issued a recall for about 90,000 tiki torches. It's because of a burn hazard. The top of the torches can break open or fall off when they're lit. They were sold at BJ's Wholesale Club, which has locations throughout the state and also on the company's website. About 18 of them were sold online in Canada. The company has 9 incident reports involving the torches, including 2 that resulted in burns.
This one's timely for me as I head to Florida for vacation. I also love wine. If you love wine and lifting heavy things, bottles are about to get bigger, a lot bigger in Florida.
Now you can go all the way up. Is this the Nebuchadnezzar? This one right here? This is the Nebuchadnezzar. So you can go all the way up to 15 liters now in the state of Florida, and that's almost 4 gallons.
Why?
Because the issue in our house is when you open a bottle, you generally finish a bottle.
Yeah.
No. So there's Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that allows larger wine containers to be sold in the Sunshine State. He signed the measure at a wine shop in Fort Lauderdale. Previously, the sale of wine in bottles larger than a gallon, they were prohibited. Now you can get them up to 15 liters. DeSantis says the current law was anarchist and wasn't good for business or consumers, but the new law probably not great for your backs. Like you put it in a decanter, but like even lifting that bottle.
Okay, again, and where do you store it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's Florida. Nothing makes sense.
And still, that in Florida will probably sell for $20.
Here's hoping. I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. Okay, taking a break right now. Bring one back in your carry-on. Emily's going
to
be back.
Anything to declare? No!
Emily will be back with traffic in your 7 day.
Well, good morning. If you are just heading out the door on this Friday, it is March the 29th. It is Good Friday. Things are a little bit on the chilly side. We're clear, but temperatures hovering around -2, feeling more like -7 when you factor in the wind. So that is what you need to dress for if you're heading out at this early hour. Now, looking at our long weekend forecast, it looks really decent. I say decent and not good because we do have the chance to see a few passing showers throughout the day on Saturday, but for the most part, we are going to be dry. Yes, today we could also see that threat of a few passing showers, but again, mostly dry throughout the day today. Easter Sunday looks fantastic. We're looking at a daytime high of 8 degrees. That's seasonal. Overnight lows have warmed up slightly. We're looking at overnight lows of around 1, and then Easter Monday looks fantastic. A mix of sun and cloud and a daytime high of 10. Back to you now, Tim and Annette.
Okay. Well, a new study shows our dogs may understand the relationship of words and object in a way that we do.
Okay. So during a study, 18 dogs were hooked up to an EEG, and their owners said words for objects that their pets knew. Then the owners would bring out either an object that matched the word or one that didn't. And the results showed that there was a different pattern in the dog's brains when the words matched, which is similar to what has been observed in us old humans. The researchers plan to examine if the ability to understand referential language is specific to dogs or might be present in other mammals as well, like cats.
Cats don't care. Cats, they're doing the EEGs and it comes up, whatever. Are we done?
Nap time.
Yes.
Come on.
Leave me alone.
Get this off of me.
Yeah.
All right. So glad you could join us here on this Good Friday. Lots more coming up, and as Emily mentioned, looking like a pretty good long weekend for you. We'll see you in a couple minutes.